Chapter 11. A Mistake. In his office, Artemis Fowl watched the screens closely. Juliet was in the kitchen, and Holly was sitting quietly on her bed. Strange. Maybe she did not have a plan. Butler was standing outside Holly's room. Then he noticed that every 10 seconds there was a jump in the video on every screen. He felt sick. How stupid he was. The screens were showing the same 10 seconds over and over again.
"Juliet, where are you right now?" he said on his radio.
"I'm in the kitchen making food for that fairy," she replied.
"Leave it, Juliet. Check on the prisoner."
"But Artemis..."
"Now!"
shouted Artemis. He decided to turn the computers off and on again. It was the only way. His screens were black for 10 painful seconds. Then the pictures started to move again. He looked at the screen for the room with the safe. The safe was open, and there was a dwarf looking at a copy of the book. He turned to Holly's screen. She was hitting her bed into the floor again. The floor was breaking. Then she stopped and dropped onto her knees. Suddenly, he understood. She had an acorn, and she was putting it into the earth under the floor. She was completing the ritual, and her magic...
"Juliet, don't go in the prisoner's room!"
But Artemis was shouting into an empty kitchen. He watched the screen as Holly disappeared. She had her magic, and her shield was on.
"I'm coming in,"
said Juliet through Holly's door. She opened the door, but the room was empty.
"It's these stupid sunglasses," Juliet thought. "It's too dark to see in here. I'll just have a little look."
She took off the sunglasses. A creature stepped out of the air in front of her. It was Holly, and she was smiling.
"Sit down, Juliet. You look tired," Holly said in a sweet voice.
"Yes, what a lovely voice. I will sit down," said Juliet.
"At last the mesmer is working," thought Holly.
"Now," she said to Juliet,
"an easy question. How many people are in the house?"
3, said Juliet. "Me and Butler, and of course Artemis. And Mrs. Fowl was here, but she's not here right now. She went to sleep and she disappeared."
"Have any fairies been here?"
asked Holly. Juliet thought for a moment.
"Yes, there was a little man. His face was purple."
Holly smiled. So Commander Root was here.
"Now, Juliet, I want you to stay in this room. Don't leave it. Do you understand?"
Mulch ran out of the safe room and down the stairs. He wanted to get out of the house quickly. He was near his tunnel when a fairy appeared in front of him.
"Captain Short!"
"Mulch, what are you doing here?"
asked Holly.
"I had to do a difficult job for Commander Root," Mulch told her.
"Ah," said Holly, "you've already lost your magic, so you can come into a human house. Nobody had to invite you. That's clever.
What did you find out?
This was in the safe, said Mulch, opening his hand.
A copy of the book, said Holly, shocked. That's how he knows everything.
Do you want to come through my tunnel with me? Asked Mulch.
I can't, said Holly. You know that. If I want to go, I must ask the humans. I must stay here.
Of course, said Mulch. You fairies must follow your stupid laws.
They heard a noise on the stairs.
That's Butler, said Holly. He's huge and dangerous. Quick, run!
Mulch jumped into his tunnel. He did not plan to go back to Commander Root and Foley. He made a new tunnel out of Foul Manor. He was not going back to prison. Back in the house, Holly turned her shield on and smiled. She was ready to meet Artemis and Butler again. Artemis and Butler were in the office at Foul Manor. Things were not good. Holly was running around the house with all her magic back, and a dwarf was digging tunnels under Foul Manor. And the fairies now knew that Artemis had a copy of the book. But there was hope too. Captain Short was still not allowed to leave Foul Manor. The time field only had a few hours to run. After that, the fairies could explode their biobomb, but Artemis was ready for that.
Artemis made a mistake, said Foley.
I know how to stop him.
Explain, ordered Commander Root.
Artemis said, no fairy may enter this house while I'm living.
There, you see?
So?
Asked Root.
If we can't go in while he's living...
Root sat up.
Then we can go in when he's dead.
Yes, that's it, said Foley.
He's inviting us into the house.
Root thought for a moment.
I don't know. Is he inviting us into his house?
I think that he is. If he dies, we can go in. He said it himself, said Foley.
Root nodded slowly.
So we send in the gold that he wants. He sends out Holly. We explode the biobomb and he dies. Then we go back in to get the gold.
Brilliant, said Foley.
Foley, call the fairy council, said Root. They have all the gold, and we need a ton of it.
But the fairy council wanted to try another idea first. This idea was Cudgeon's.
What's the new plan? Asked Commander Root.
I've got a new weapon, said Cudgeon. I'm sending a troll in. You remember the troll from Italy? I have it here, in a cage. It will easily kill the humans.
A troll won't do what we want, replied Root.
It will. We just take it to the front door of Foul Manor and we get out of the way. It'll attack the humans. They'll call for help and we can go in. Or the troll will kill them. It doesn't matter which.
What about Holly? Asked Commander Root.
We'll catch the troll again before Captain Short is in any danger, said Cudgeon.
He turned to his squad.
Let's go.
Root and Foley watched as Cudgeon and his men took the cage with the troll in it towards the house.
"Call the fairy council and ask for the gold," said Root. "We'll need it when Cudgeon's plan goes wrong."